The candidates are Brian Bertacci, Dave Miller, and Carrie Meyer. Bertacci and Miller are both current Sitka employees, and Meyer is the public works director in Homer. The three candidates each use their 45 minutes to display what put them in the finalist pool in the first place. For Bertacci, Sitka's utility director, it was a detailed understanding of the mechanisms of municipal finance, the issues involved in structuring rates, and the pushback city officials are subject to in taking on difficult decisions. Last year, for instance, Bertacci was asked to represent the city's interest on the Sitka Community Hospital Board.
When I volunteered to be chairman of the hospital board, I learned, quickly, and I learned also the same thing in the electric utility director role, that when you make hard decisions, people tend to attack you personally. And that defines a really important attribute for whoever sits in the job. Because the question is, do you have thick skin? Does it roll off your back? And the answer is yes. In fact, it even just makes me work harder in the current role I have.
Bertacci submitted a unique application. He's proposed serving as both Sitka's administrator and utility director for 2 years, then reverting to being utility director again after the city's current financial problems have stabilized. Among those problems is paying down debt for the Blue Lake Hydro expansion. Bertacci was asked how Sitka could avoid incurring more debt for needed projects in the future, like harbors.
A lot of it surrounds that landslide risk issue, and I think we have to be very thoughtful about how we go forward with that, because I think we do need to provide new businesses in this town and new jobs in construction, and I think that's a key issue in itself, and I think it requires a lot of deep thinking and a lot of diving deep into that bucket, because it's really going to have a big impact on a lot of what we do.
Dave Miller's answer to staying out of debt was that Sitka needs to get out and sell ourselves. Miller is a 29-year Sitka resident and the town's current fire chief, though he began his career in Sitka as a food service manager at Sheldon Jackson College. Miller focused on his personable style, his ability to iron out conflict through communication. But he was also realistic that not every problem in Sitka had an easy answer and that user fees were on the rise.
People are going to have to understand that they're going to have to pay to use these facilities. We don't want to chase them out of the harbors. That's not the goal in life. But there's no easy money out there right now. We're just going to have to work hard with state and the feds and ourselves to get more business in town to make it work.
The fire department operates on a budget of about $2 million. Miller admitted that he would rely on the expertise of the city's finance department to manage Sitka's $90 million operation. But Miller suggested that, despite his easygoing style, he could handle a mountain of challenges. He pointed to August 2015.
Landslide. We had a record number of EMS calls. We had a dive death when the guy jumped off the bridge. We had about 2 weeks, super busy. And 2 weeks of maybe 3 or 4 hours of sleep a night, that type of thing. And the whole community came together to make it happen.
The third candidate to interview was Carrie Meyer, the public works director for Homer the last 18 years. Meyer brought a direct engineer's style to the interview. He drew many comparisons between the problems Sitka and Homer faced in trying to close their budget gaps. He admitted that he was not one for the limelight. The
main focus of a public manager is to educate and inform and to look at the problems on the table. Do what engineers do a lot, define what the alternatives are, what the different ways of solving that particular problem, getting the facts on the table for everybody to discuss in a rational way, and expect that good decisions will be made if people are aware of the advantages and disadvantages of each one of the options.
Meyer said his weakness was difficulty saying no, which he was discovering in Homer he was having to say more often. Although he'd been following the last few assembly meetings, he didn't pretend to have a deep understanding of Sitka's fiscal situation to offer a remedy, except to say that it was similar to Homer's. A veteran of long public service, Meyer suggested that there was a reason for his success so far.
I will tell you that throughout my career, people who have worked for me have told me that I'm the best boss they ever had. I don't take the approach that people work for me. I think for the most part, people in city government or in the private sector do want to do a good job. Work should be hard. Work should be challenging, but we shall also be getting satisfaction from our jobs. And in my experience, I've got more satisfaction out of my job when myself and the people that are work for me are actually successful at what they do.
After 3 hours questioning the candidates, the assembly did not take any immediate action to narrow down the pool further. Both assembly members Aaron Swanson and Aaron Bean were interested in moving ahead with two candidates. Bob Petruski, Tristan Gavon, Kevin Knox, and Mayor Hunter were willing to meet with two of the candidates in face-to-face interviews, but they were more ambivalent about whether the search was really over. Gavon said that he was reluctant to arrive at this stage with only the three candidates. Kevin Knox elaborated on that idea.
Upcoming administrator is going to have some significant challenges. Obviously, going forward in the next year, 2 and 3 years out, it's not an easy position to fill. It's, you know, I agree with Tristan. I think all three of those candidates have qualities that I was very interested in. Nobody filled every category that I've been thinking about.
Mayor Hunter said simply, "I'd like to sleep on it." Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeis was absent due to a medical emergency. The assembly next meets on Tuesday, March 28th, and will discuss the administrator hire again then. Human Resources Director Mark Danielson reminded the assembly that often there is, quote, never a perfect candidate. He reminded them that, if necessary, they could hire a recruitment firm to find more candidates. Current Administrator Mark Gorman is set to resign on June 15th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.